Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Played, I never stayed to listen. It seemed my life was always out of tune. Then I found something beautiful was missing. And now there's music coming out of every room. To be in love, to love a love song. You've got to be in love, like I love you, and I do. You're the love in my song, and I just got to sing along with you. Found that every sound is music. The trees that softly whistle in the wind. Summer raindrops tapping on the sidewalk. You made all those pretty melodies begin. Song. Yeah, you've got to be in love like I love you, and I do. You're the love in my song, and I just got to sing along with you.
Audition, kids.
Oh, thank you.
You've just got yourself a spot on next Saturday's show.
Oh,
be here at noon.
We'll be here before noon. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
You're great. Oh, the show.
Nice guy, too.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hi.
I'm Tammy Cutler.
Greg Brady.
Did anyone ever tell you that your profile would look great on an album cover?
No.
Come on, I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, do you have an agent?
No.
Well, I think it's about time. Do me a favor. Call me at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye.
Who was that girl, Greg?
That wasn't just a girl. That was an agent.
Tammy Cutler, artist manager. Big hit management company.
What'd she say?
She wants us to call her at 10 o'clock in the morning.
We've been discovered!
Wow, I can't believe it! I bet we're gonna have an agent!
Guys, we're gonna have an agent!
That's what I said!
We got fantastic news!
What? It happened!
What happened?
The fantastic news!
Well, that clears that up.
I'll bet you're going to be on Hal Barton's TV show.
Yeah.
No, this is even more fantastic than that.
Oh, no, wait, now that's not fantastic yet.
Sure it is.
What is?
Well, I've got to call Carrie. She'll faint when she hears.
Hears what?
The fantastic news.
This is where I came in.
Hey, wait for me.
I got seconds on the phone.
You're second after me.
Oh, come on. Will somebody please tell me what's going on?
We're just the hottest new singing group in town, that's all.
Now, don't get carried away. But After our audition for Hal Barton, this really attractive girl came up to me, see?
And she turned out to be an agent.
And she wants us to phone her in the morning.
The morning? And I don't have a thing to wear.
Now there's a switch, dressing up for a phone call.
Well, congratulations, Greg. It sounds like you kids have really had an exciting day.
Oh, it has been. Thanks, Mom.
Congratulations, Mrs. Brady.
Thanks, Alice. You know, I couldn't be more proud if I were the mother of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Hi, how's dinner
Hi,
coming?
Hi, honey. Dinner will be ready in a minute.
And where's the mail?
Oh, I left it over there on the counter.
Oh. What, only one letter? Yeah, this is for Greg.
Oh, golly, and all the excitement about show business, I forgot to give it to him.
I see it's from State University.
And what's wrong with Greg going to my old alma mater?
Nothing, nothing at all.
Well, you're always talking about him going to dear old Norton College.
Well, wherever he goes, the important thing is he gets a good education.
Right. That's why I think it'd be a great idea if he went to State.
But why you would want your son to go to a college that lost 35 straight football games is a mystery to me.
Just relax. Look, if we call right on the dot, it's going to make us look anxious.
Oh, come
well, we
on.
Are anxious.
Yeah.
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 Get a load of Mr. Cool.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Come on, Greg.
Don't
be late.
Come on,
yeah, come on.
Would you make okay, the call, okay. Right? Okay. Cutler, please. Yes, I'll hold.
What's going on?
She's coming. Hello, Tammy. This is Greg. Greg Brady. We met yesterday at the TV station, remember? The profile for the record album? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure. Sure we could. Oh. Okay. We'll see you then. Right. Goodbye.
When is the appointment?
Right away.
Let's go.
You're kidding.
Wait a minute. She said I should come alone.
Why?
Why can't we come?
I don't know. I guess she figures because I'm the oldest, I must be the leader.
Oh, we have to stay together.
Yeah.
Well, look, I can go down and I can make the deal for all of us. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, it's funny.
Okay.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Can I borrow the car?
I guess so. What for?
Well, the agent I met yesterday wants to discuss a little business with me.
Okay, keys are in the kitchen.
Thanks, Dad. I won't be long.
Greg.
Yeah?
You know, I know you're all very flattered and excited about this, but try to keep you cool, will you?
Don't worry, Dad. I've got everything under control.
Okay.
Whoa, watch your breath.
Let's off to see our agent.
Oh, good luck. Well, that's showbiz. And coffee. Hey. When you're hot, you're hot.
When you're not, you're not. I don't want those kids to get their hopes up too high.
Oh, I don't think they will. It's just an adventure for them. Besides, Greg is too level-headed to get carried away.
This is wild. What an office.
It's a place to hang my beads.
Yeah, it's great.
Right, 4 o'clock for the dub down.
Oh, Greg, I'd like you to meet my partner, Buddy Berkman.
Well...
How do you do, Mr. Berkman?
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Out of sight. Dynamite. Dynamito. Oh,
now, this is a long tape of our group.
Oh, that won't be necessary, babe.
Oh, I thought you'd like to hear how we sound.
Oh, sure. Terrific. Hey, would you like to play the guitar? There you go. All right, on that.
Come on.
Oh, do it, man. Do it. Let's get it on. Oh, I can dig this. Yeah, yeah. I can dig it. Hey, okay. Oh, that's righteous. Oh, hey, perfect, perfect. Oh, this guy's terrific. What a find. I hope he fits the suit.
He will. I never miss.
Oh, hey, I like that. Okay. All right. Very good. Very nice. Ah, yeah. Oh,
hey.
Solid. Well, look.
Want to slip into this, love?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like perfect.
Righteous.
Oh, did I tell you I never miss?
Beautiful.
Oh. Yeah, this is really something. All six of us get an outfit like this?
Just you, babe.
Oh, but my brothers and sisters.
Hey, as of now, you're solo.
Oh, you're gonna be a monster. You won't be in the top 20. You'll be the top 20. Oh,
but you don't understand. I'm part of a group.
No, you don't understand. You're not you anymore.
I don't follow.
You are a superstar. You are the new Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo?
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Wow.
Dynamite.
Hey, Greg, what took you so long? Jan, Cindy, Greg's here. What happened?
When do we start to work?
Did you tell her I played the organ?
No, I didn't have a chance, Bobby.
Tell us what happened.
Yeah, when do we get famous?
Well, we don't, Cindy.
You mean you blew the deal?
No. No, I don't mean that either. Exactly.
What do you mean exactly?
Well, they just wanted to sign me.
Alone? All by yourself? Without us?
Solo, as in star.
You mean solo, as in sellout.
That's dirty.
You're breaking up the act. Greg, how could you?
Honest, they just wanted to sign me, the new Johnny Bravo. They said I'm gonna be a big star.
But a very small person.
You're gonna be called Johnny Bravo?
You know, they've got the platter jockeys waiting to freak out over my album, and I haven't even recorded it yet.
Well, listen, what happens when you record it?
Oh, I go on the road and plug it.
Where?
Like all over, man. The whole country.
Let me ask you a question. Now, how do you plan to do all of this and go to college at the same time?
Good question.
Well, I thought so.
I'll give it some serious thought, Dad.
I think you better give it a lot of serious thought.
Right.
Did he call me, man?
I think so.
Hi. What's all the excitement about?
Of all the phony plastic names, Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, they should have called him Benedict Arnold.
You know, I bet our group will sound a lot better without him.
Lots better. We can get a new name. How about the Brady Five?
How about the Sour Grapes?
What's that supposed to mean, Alice?
Well, it sounds to me like you're putting Greg down because something great happened to him and not to you.
But we were a group.
And Greg deserted us.
But Greg didn't. The agent did. Now, look, try to put yourself in his spot. What would you have done?
Maybe what he did.
But he could have said...
No, he couldn't. I mean, after all, they didn't want us.
He shouldn't have said...
But he didn't have any choice.
Well, I wouldn't have...
No, you would, too.
Yeah, I like this conversation. Goes right to the point.
Come on, you two.
Where?
Tell Peter and Bobby that we should stop acting like jealous brats.
Can I still be jealous without being a brat?
Greg?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Greg.
Mm-hmm.
We just wanted to apologize. We hope you're gonna make it really big as a star.
Hey, we're gonna start a scrapbook. Put in all your clippings.
Yeah, with your name on it. And we're also gonna start the very first Johnny Bravo fan club.
Thanks for understanding. How do Pete and Bobby feel about it now?
And we're really sorry about how we acted too, Greg.
He's not Greg anymore. He's Johnny Bravo.
I meant Johnny.
Thanks, guys.
We really think it's super, Greg.
Johnny.
Johnny.
I'm gonna be in charge of product distribution at school.
For what?
Johnny Bravo t-shirts, locks of hair, broken guitar strings, you know.
And don't forget autographs. We'll make up about 1 million copies and sell them for 25 cents a piece.
We'll just take the usual, 10% of the profits.
A piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, in my mind, there was just never any question about Greg going to college.
Mine either. But that was before all this Johnny Bravo business.
I've I want him to have the best education and as much education as he is capable of.
Oh, yes, and Greg has so much potential.
Oh, hi, folks. I thought I heard something out here.
Oh, sorry we woke you, Alice. Why don't you grab a cup and have some hot chocolate with us?
Well, thanks. Don't mind if I do.
If I thought that Greg didn't have a better future than just a short music career, it wouldn't bother me so much.
I feel the same way. Johnny Bravo could become a has-been before he ever was. Right, Alice?
Right, Mrs. Brady.
On the other hand, Greg could become a big hit, couldn't he?
Wouldn't that be something?
No, the chances of Greg rising to the top are 1,000,000 to 1. I want him to go to college.
Me too.
Me three.
Of course, if we force him to go, he's apt to rebel just to prove a point.
In which case, we'd probably be pushing him right into the music business.
You know, while we're sitting here stewing, we have forgotten one important factor.
What?
Greg hasn't made up his mind yet.
Has Greg said anything more to you about college?
Not a word. Yet.
Mom, Dad, I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Yep. Pull up a marigold and sit down.
What's on your mind, Greg?
Well, you both said I'm an independent guy and should make my own decisions, right?
To a degree, yep.
Well, I made a decision about college.
And?
And I'm not going. In fact, I have an appointment to see my agent this afternoon.
Don't expect us to congratulate you on your decision.
No, I figured you'd be disappointed.
Greg, honey, listen, fame is a fleeting thing, but, well, a college education will last you a lifetime.
I know all that, Mom. But I feel like right now I have to give a singing career a chance. And then in a couple of years, college will fit in. Maybe. Anyway, I've made up my mind. Sorry.
I agree with what you're thinking.
Well, I think after he gets back, I'm going to check out that music agent.
Everything's squared away at home. I'm ready.
Well, too much. Out of sight. Dynamite.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Welcome aboard, Johnny Bravo.
Thanks, Tammy. Well, what's next?
You just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. This is your PR man. He'll handle all your interviews, column plants, photo sessions, radio and TV spots, album liners, billboards. Oh, and one other thing.
What's that?
Girls! Here he is, your very own Johnny Bravo. Do your thing, girls. Terrific.
Now, Johnny, this is your new attorney. He's got some papers for you to eyeball. You know, it's all got to be, like, legal, like, you dig?
All these?
Uh-huh. What a session. What a groovy session.
I can't wait to hear the tape.
Oh, you're out of sight, baby. You're out of sight.
Did that really sound all right?
Hang loose and listen.
Hey, man. Mama. You seen him, you dug him. Now, here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho, Johnny Bravo!
That's me?
The new Johnny Bravo sound. It's gotta be a hit.
No other way. What do you think, star?
What happened to my voice?
Well, just a little electronic sleight of hand.
It's terrible. You can't even hear the words.
Well, of course not.
That's not the way I sound.
You? Now, come on, baby. Don't get hung up on an ego trip. I mean, who cares how you sound? We're after the sound. There's a lot of work in that record.
Then what do you need me for?
Because you fit the suit.
A suit? Is that the reason you wanted me? Because I fit the suit?
Well, there's an awful lot of bread in those threads, baby.
Come on, it's a heavy promotion.
Yeah, well, Tammy and Buddy, I'm about to lay a new sound on you.
What's that, babe?
Sound of a guy taking a walk.
What?
Listen close. Adios, Johnny Bravo.
Hey, Johnny. Hey, wait a second. Johnny. Well, you know, that suit never did really fit right through the shoulders.
Can you believe that? The only reason they wanted me is because I fit the suit.
Oh, no.
They didn't want me. They wanted a robot.
Well, honey, you saved your father a trip to see them.
You sure did. You know, in one way, we're sorry it happened, but in another way, I'd like to go on record as saying we are very pleased.
Mike.
Hmm?
Are you sure you want to use the word record?
Well, you think this is the end of your singing career?
No. This is the end of Johnny Bravo. Like Greg Brady still has a singing career.
Just stop together.
Create a lot of love and good vibes for humanity.
That's fine with me. Good time music. Good time music. Good time
Dad? Mom? I've been studying these college pamphlets you gave me.
And?
Well, I've decided that Norton has a lot going for it. But State has a lot to offer, too.
You think you might go to State, Greg?
No.
Ha-ha! Norton.
No.
Where are you gonna go?
I mean, there's been lots to consider. But after reading these pamphlets, I know exactly what to do.
What?
Take a couple of 3 years off to travel. And can I have the keys to the car?
Get out of here!
Good night.
Good night.